Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you are listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Butch Paul, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Tuesday, March 20th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. Happy spring.
Happy spring. Well, I bet you're getting a lot of snow as we're supposed to. They've even predicted maybe a foot of snow or more here in the Delmar. Yeah, I know.
But they're calling for, I think, 4 to 6 where I'm at, but I don't know. I may end up the foot, made up 2 inches. I'll tell you for sure tomorrow night.
All right.
I don't know.
It's a wet snow.
But the calendar says spring, I don't know why the weather's not paying attention to the calendar.
Oh, I know. Nobody's paying attention to anything anymore. But let's go ahead. We have Greg Hunter on today. He'll be joining us soon. So let's get started with the market report. Pressure on gold today, $1,311, down $6.50. Silver, $16.28, down 13 cents. Platinum was down 11 at 946, and palladium was down 7 at 988. And I said to expect some pressure on gold and silver as the committees of the Federal Reserve meet and release their numbers tomorrow. So not a big surprise there today. And we do have USDX today was stronger, 0.48 at 90.39. Crude oil was up $1.34 at 63.42. And the paper markets today, the Dow was up triple digits, 116 points, not even a half a percent, at 24,727. And you have the NASDAQ up 20 points, at 7,364, and we have the S&P up 4 points at 2,716. The 10-year yield 2.88% today, up 0.03, and the euro was holding at 123, and that was down 0.69 on the day. Fear and greed index continues to be weak, and you know, it's not a whole lot of change, but I think what's interesting, and as soon as we know that Greg is on the line, we'll go ahead and let me pull up my, so I can watch when Greg has joined us. But today, Butch, are you there, Butch?
I'm right here.
All righty. Today, Congress stalled on a $1.2 trillion bill. The shutdown clock is ticking. And the Republicans are attempting to cobble together a spending bill. So it's remained stalled today, pushing the House and Senate votes on the package closer to a deadline at the end of the week, just to keep the government operating. And they've had more than a month to work out the details of a budget and aimed at ending a cycle of stopgap measures. Well, they blew past another target to finish their work. I mean, what else is new, you know? I mean, it should be surprise.
How many times have they done this? I mean, just stop and think. Okay. How many times have they done this? Oh, the government's going to shut down. The government's going to shut down. Everybody panics. Let it shut down.
Yep.
People, think about this. Go ahead.
Well, no, the problem is they need to get to work and do what needs to be done. I mean, we shouldn't we shouldn't be increasing our debt by over $1 trillion in 6 months. I mean, what's the problem?
But there are more important things like the Russian deal and North Korea. Now, that's much more important than our budget. Don't worry about the budget. Come on now, Melby. Get the important stuff done first.
I get it.
But you know, I read you talk about gold and silver being taking a hit today. I read an article yesterday, a very good article about how they do that, and I don't understand it all. But it's amazing, literally, it's amazing how they can manipulate that the way they do.
They certainly can. But we'll have to talk about that on another day, because I'm very happy to let the listeners know that Greg Hunter has joined us from USAWatchdog.com. And Greg is the producer and creator of the website, Analyzing the news to give you a clear picture of what's really going on is the site's slogan, and it really is so needed in today's world of the accurately challenged news. And Greg, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, as you do every month, and we do so appreciate you. You do a great job.
I'd love to be on. Listen, how they manipulate it, they do it illegally. And yes. The CFTC is asleep. They refuse to do anything because a lot of the manipulation comes from our own government, because they don't want the gold and silver to look good, because it makes the dollar look bad. Yep. Is the simple action there. I mean, it's just everything is manipulated in the whole complex, which should be scare the heck out of you. I love hearing these wealth managers. We're going to be your wealth manager. Really? How are you navigating the entire manipulated, LIBOR's manipulated? They've proven it. They have people have admitted to crimes of it. Gold, silver manipulated. They've admitted to crimes. The futures market manipulated. CME, they give discounts to, big discounts to central banks. This is their, according to their words. The entire complex, they buy bonds, they manipulate the interest rates in all kinds of ways, they allow fraud. That's what our financial system is. There's not a legitimate price discovery mechanism in any market anywhere. So how do they do it? They do it with fraud.
Yep.
Which is amazing. You know, if anybody who is being your wealth manager, you should ask him, so what about all this fraud? How are you navigating that? What are you talking about? You're fired. You're stupid or you're dishonest. You're fired. I tell people all the time, I said, ask your broker if it's held in your name or in street name. And if they say to you, what are you talking about? You're fired.
Yep.
You're stupid or you're a liar. You know exactly what I'm, you should know what I'm talking about. And they don't. Well, I get a list of stocks. It has my name on it. Yeah, no. No, but it's held as an asset of the brokerage. Yeah, they give you a run out of your stocks, but if that brokerage goes under, hey, guess what? You are a creditor.
Wow.
Now, why do they do that? So they can loan your stocks out so people can make tons of money by shorting the stuff you own?
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. And it's been going on for a very...
Have you talked about this new poll? I'm stunned that they're even putting this on. That 74% of the people think the deep state runs the government?
Yes.
If you had mentioned this 5 years ago about the deep state, oh, that's crazy talk, tinfoil hat. That's cuckoo time. There is no deep state. There sure is. It showed up in FBI documents, deep state. What do you think this whole thing with Trump is? Which is unbelievable that they're framing him, according to DeGeneva, which is the best way to put it. They exonerated Hillary, and you know why they did, because everybody was up to their neck in treason and fraud and payoffs and bribes at the Clinton Foundation. They're up to their necks in it. Why would they all stick their necks out?
Absolutely.
And then they're trying to frame Trump for something he didn't do. I don't understand Trey Gowdy. I don't understand him. I don't understand him. This is a fraud, Mr. Gowdy. You're a former federal prosecutor. You should know this. This is a fraud. How can Mueller be looking at Russian collusion? And there's no depositions. Inquiry into about the entire Uranium One deal, where the Russians actually did get control of 20% of our uranium through espionage and fraud and bribery and extortion, which your inside source for 6 years said that, and you're not going into that. Russian collusion, the collusion with Hillary Clinton and the dossier that she paid for at the DNC, you're not going to go into that either. There should be indictments for that. There should be some investigation, but it's only Trump. Total fraud. The whole thing got started. Andrew McCabe, who got fired, bravo, said that they wouldn't have had ability to get a FISA warrant had they not had the phony dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton. Of course, they'll never say that at CNN or NBC or CNBC or ABC, CBS. It's all about the collusion. It's Stormy Daniels. Stormy, a lot of reporting. The CBS, a lot of reporting left on Stormy Daniels. Well, I guess there's no reporting left on the whole Uranium One thing. That's a national security breach and espionage. I guess that's there's nothing there. Yes, yeah. 60 Minutes, the fraud of journalism. The new fraud of journalism show, 60 fraudulent minutes of faux journalism. 60 fraudulent minutes of journalism that we're passing off as journalism. With Oprah, who's not a journalist, and all these other former Democrat operatives, not journalists, and they ignore major crimes and espionage and Stormy Daniels. It's Stormy. It's sickening.
It is sickening. It really is sickening.
It's sickening. I hope I can be an audience member in a conversation. Questions. I would skewer them. It's totally fraudulent. It's fraudulent. They're passing themselves off as journalists, and they are not. You're too big to miss. Lie by omissions. Talks about that in the Bible. Anyway, what's going on today? What do you got? What do you want to talk about?
Last question. How did, I mean, this was out in the open not too long ago, all that you mentioned. This has been talked about on TV. Trump talked about it when he was running for president. How did they get all swept under the rug and all disappeared so easily?
I'm sorry, what got put under the rug being the Hillary Clinton thing?
All the information about the uranium deal and all of that, that was talked about even during the campaign. I mean, they just all of a sudden disappeared.
Because the mainstream media doesn't like the mainstream propaganda media. They're not the press. Please stop. Please stop with the press. They're not the press. You know, when every single every single research project that you can imagine, including one from Harvard, the bastion of liberalism, that says it's plus 90% of all stories are negative. And that doesn't include the stuff they will not cover. They won't cover this. And that's why I want to come back to, I had the CIA guy, Schiff, on. And I want people to ask, to back up. Doot, 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 doot. Let's get a wide shot. Back up, back up, back, 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 back. Everybody heard about the exoneration of Hillary and the framing of Trump and the FISA warrants of phony applications. And why in the world would so many people stick their neck out, commit all kinds of unmasking and felonies and obstruction of justice and lying, perjury? Why would people do this? Why would people do this on a grand scale to get rid of Hillary and to indict and kick Trump out of office? That's what they're to get rid of any charges against Hillary and indict Trump and get him impeached. Why would they do this? What is the motivation? They're all corrupted up to their neck in treason and fraud and payoffs and bribery and you name it, and they're up to their neck in it because of the Clinton Foundation, which is not a charity. When you look at that, the size and scope of the corruption, I mean, we're talking just rule of thumb. You got two attorney generals, Holder and Lynch. You got two secretaries of state, Clinton, of course, and Kerry, with his pallets of money to Iran and no signature deal with Iran. Listen, I don't want war with Iran.
No.
But don't tell me there's a deal and there's $150 billion up for grabs and you don't get a signature, and oh, by the way, Iran says you're not going to inspect our military sites, and we'd like to have a couple of pallets of money, and they say yes to it. No signatures, that's a fact. I think it's very bizarre and kind of funny that the guy that discovered the no deal deal, the no signature deal, was Mike Pompeo when he was a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
Send a letter to the Kerry. This is actual fact. This is not what I think. This is not some internet conspiracy. This is fact. Send a letter to the Kerry State Department and got a letter back from a deputy Secretary of State, a female, I can't remember her name, and said, yeah, we don't have any signatures, but we have snapback proposals. That's just too stupid to be stupid. So you got $150 billion that you're wrestling over. You got China and Russia and France and Germany and the UK and the US. And nobody says, hey, we'd like to have some signatures on this deal. And there are none. That's a fraud. So Mike Pompeo is the guy that got that done. He gets, who's some sort of military brainiac, he gets into the CIA. Now he's transferred where? Oh, yeah. He's the new Secretary of State. You think the fur's going to fly over that one? Are we grasping what game is at play here in the field?
Yep.
I think that's an accident. Oh, that's just a coincidence. The only guy to write a letter and say, hey, where are the signatures? Is the guy that ends up at the State Department as the head of it. Uh-oh. Oh, I hear these military people. Well, the deal. Stop. I'm in Congress. I'm a congressman. Stop. What deal? Does the deal come with signatures? Yes or no? No. Yes or no? If I buy your car, don't you have to sign up? Don't I have to sign on to your title? Yes. If I buy your house, isn't there some paperwork? Yes, that's a deal. Is there signatures for this deal? Please show them to me now. No, there's no signatures, are there? Let's just take that on the record. Please tell me there are no signatures right now. There are no, then this is not a deal. This is a fraud. This is a wink. This is a scam. You're telling us there's a deal. There's no deal. Deals come with signatures, especially when there's $150 billion in this deal. This non-deal deal. This fraud of a... You keep telling everybody it is a deal.
You know, it's really sad, Greg, that, around the world we used to watch other nations, other countries with this type of corruption. Now we're right up there with everyone. And what's amazing is a lot of this corruption is you have Abe that's being exposed. You have a lot of these... leaders of various countries that they're going after for their corruption, and it's kind of interesting the timing of everything.
Listen, folks, this is a statement of fact. The guy that discovered the no signature deal, the no deal deal, the fake, phony, fraudulent deal, and I suspect this is just my gut. When they drill down on this deal, they're going to find out a lot of people, individuals and countries alike, took a piece of this $150 billion.
Well, you think?
Greg, is there any chance?
Go ahead, Butch.
Is there any chance any of this may come out sooner or later where somebody was swinging from the gallows?
As the Secretary of State, yes, sir. And then you have Tillerson, and look at the backstory on that. So Trump could tell Tillerson, hey, get rid of all these Obama holdovers. Get rid of them. How can you function with 80% of the dang State Department still Obama holdovers? Get rid of them.
True.
And he doesn't do it. Why? Well, he thinks the deal should stay in place. Stop with the deal. Please stop with the deal. Stop it. The wink, the fraud, the handshake, the corruption, there's no deal. There is no deal with Iran. The agreement. There's no agreement. Give me the signatures. They agreed to something. Let's see where they agreed to it. Oh, yeah. They didn't. Stop with the deal. There's no deal. There are no signatures, therefore no deal. I can't get in your car and drive off and say, here's some money, man. This is my car now. You know, don't worry. I won't sign the title. No, wait. No. Tell you what. You can just drive my car off and don't pay me any money. You can have my house, but we're not going to sign anything to transfer it.
Hey, hold on, Greg. We're heading into a break right now. I want to tell the listeners we'll be right back right after a few short messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm joined by Pastor Butch Paul and Greg Hunter of the USAWatchdog.com. And going into the break, we were talking about Iran, the agreement, no signatures. And during the break, Butch had some questions he wanted to ask Greg.
Yeah, I do. I mean, this is all the information he's sharing is obviously true, and anyone that does any research at all can find this. But I was asking him when he thought it may come to a head, when something could happen, and he said whenever Pompeo becomes Secretary of State, which could happen in a couple of weeks. But is that what you think could happen, Greg, that something could kick off in a couple of 3 weeks?
Well, he's got to be confirmed by the Senate. I believe it's the Senate, and he's not Secretary of State until, or not even the in the office until after Tillerson leaves, which I think is the 31st. Although Tillerson is basically already gone, and the deputy's in charge. But you know, there's got to be a real good reason why Trump would shuffle his deck that severely with him leaving the CIA and him going to Secretary of State. Now, I don't think that I think Pompeo can do it because he's smart. He's a brainiac. I think he can do it. You know, then you have Haspel, who there was some terrible reporting on her with these black sites. She was at them, but not at times where there. You know, she basically they said she tortured certain individuals and they weren't there. She wasn't there at that time. So you know, and she wasn't doing that by herself. She wasn't. She had a lot of people all the way up the ladder that were doing you know, waterboarding and enhanced interrogation stuff. But so I just think that, and I'm not privy to, you know, the conversations with Donald Trump and you know, his new Secretary of State Pompeo. But I think, don't you think it's odd that the only guy that figured out that this was a fraud, that there were no, that actually got it in writing, there were no signatures. He got it in writing. There were no signatures. This is not a I think or a rumor. This is something you could search on. He posted this letter from the deputy at the time, deputy Secretary of State. This got posted. So when could it happen? You know, stuff takes time. But can you imagine how big this is? Just another fraud. This is a whole another fraud outside of the Clinton Foundation. Now, you think about how big this fraud is. People are like, well, Donald Trump isn't doing enough. This is huge, folks. This is hundreds, thousands.
Somebody's got to pay for this. Somebody's got to pay for
this. This is thousands of people. Yes. If you look at just 1% of the FBI, that's 350 people. If you look at 1% of the State Department, that's 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 people. Okay? So this is huge. Then you act. You. And this is what the State Department, with the Trump and the Clinton State Department, and the you know, the dossier that was supposed to frame Donald Trump and started this whole illegal investigation. That dossier is what started this investigation by Mueller. That's absolutely outrageous. That's a complete fraud paid for by the opposing candidate. Period. The end. Mm-hmm. So you take a look at the State Department and Iran deal. And, you know, who's getting paid off on this? And I'm telling you, you're going to see a lot of people, and it's going to be very ugly when they pull the curtain down on this, of what kind of a sham, scam, fraudulent piece of treason. I think it was treason. Kerry sent pallets of cash to Iran, the number one listed sponsor of terrorism in the world, according to the U.S. State Department. the Kerry admitted Iran would, yes, use the money for terrorism. That's a quote. That's a fact. That's not what I think. That's not an internet myth. That's not a tinfoil hat thing. Of course, the mainstream media is absent. They're all talking about goofy, crazy. We're still in the there has to be, you know, shift the congressman. Well, there's some more. If you look at the facts, what facts? Give me one.
This could turn the whole thing upside down if it gets out. I mean, this could turn everything upside down.
This is treason of unparalleled in American history. You know, DeGeneva says this is the biggest scandal in 50 years. So this is the biggest scandal ever, period, the end.
Tell me what scandal was going on
50 years ago that rivals this. Give it to me. What is it?
Nothing.
Yeah. Crickets. Tell me what scandal that this could rival, where you have I forgot the name. Let's just do a quick thing.
Power economy.
Two Secretary of States. You know, you have Clinton and Kerry. Kerry with pouts of money. Clinton with, you know, the Selinger office. You have two FBI directors, Mueller and Comey. You have two attorney generals, Holder and Lynch. You have two heads of the DNC involved, and that's Donna Brazile, who wrote a book about it because she doesn't want to go to jail, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Two presidents, that'd be Clinton, who got $500,000 for speaking fees from the people that did the Uranium One deals, and Obama, and it goes all the way to the Obama White House. Are you grasping this now, folks? It's unbelievable. It's unparalleled in the history of the nation. This much corruption, and I want to tell you, treason, it's unparalleled in America.
Where does Sessions come in with all of this? What's his job?
I'm having a hard time with Attorney General Sessions. There's all these indictments that are coming, that he's working behind the scenes, that he's supposed to look, you know, like he's, you know, not very competent, that he's a good guy. I'm having a really hard time with that. I am. But I don't know. I'm gonna have Dave Janda on later this week. He has some pretty good contacts about him. One thing's for sure, America is under assault by communists.
Oh, of course.
You know, we just had the World Government Council in Dubai, where they're openly talking about one world government. And boy, America and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and people with, First Amendment rights and guns? Oh, well, you can't have that. No. Christians? No. Can't have that. It was put on by globalists, atheists, and Islamists. Not Christians. They weren't invited. So this happened in Abu Dhabi. This is the World Government Council. This happened for real. Not Abu Dhabi. I'm sorry. What did I say? Not Abu Dhabi. Dubai. Dubai. In early February. Look it up. Of course, we didn't get any press on that from the mainstream. It's a major. Major players are there. This is not some small thing. Major players are there. You know, now they want to say that, the deep state, I can't believe 75% of people think the deep state's real. You know, Mika, crazy Mika and her crazy deep state connections. I can't believe we're outed. So, you know how you're going to say 74% of people are crazy and we all wear a tinfoil hat? I don't think so. That's the problem. But you know, it's
I don't know if this is true, and it doesn't take away from that percentage, but that the percentage was lower, and then people, and which is so important about education, and it's so important about shows like yours and what you do and what we do, is the percentage was lower, and then people were told what the deep state was, and that's when that number skyrocketed to where they had that belief. And I think that's important to know. And it just goes to show that so few people out there know what's going on. They don't read.
Well, here's just another headline to show you how we've been sold out. You know, Mitch McConnell. This is Peter Schweizer's new book. Now, he was the one that broke the Clinton Fraud Foundation. Never took anything back either, did he? Oops, nope. Peter Schweizer, this is in Breitbart. Peter Schweizer, and this is not anonymous. This is a guy who wrote a book, a best-selling book. He's got a new one out. Mitch McConnell's family fortune depended on Chinese government's good graces. Oops. So you sold out America for the benefit of China, Mitch. Great job. You wonder why only 18% of the people like you in Kentucky. Really?
Well, they all sold out. They all sold out America.
Which means
each and every one of them.
The amount of treason. I think that's treason. That's not like, I decided I got some inside information and I bought XYZ company in China because I thought it was a good buy and I got a little inside information. No. This is the Chinese government. His riches depended on the ties to the Chinese government, according to Peter Schweizer.
His wife is Elaine Chao. That's not
yes,
nice.
Yes, I know.
But...
Elaine Chao. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I know.
Ding, ding, ding.
I know.
I mean, you know, she's, what is this, the labor secretary, or what is she now?
I don't even remember her position. She doesn't go. They just transfer her around and so forth.
Which is kind of a wink, nod, nod. People think, well, why is Trump doing this? Because, well, listen, he had Gary Cohn in there from Goldman. What did he get out of that? Oh, he got that tax cut pushed through. Ding, 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 ding. Thanks, Gary. I like Gary. He's a globalist, but I like him. Making fun of me. And so, what is going on behind the scenes? Don't think that Donald Trump doesn't know exactly what's happening, knew exactly what he was getting into. Don't think for one minute, I mean, people, he'll be send up the same as Kennedy. No, he won't.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well, Kennedy didn't have the military behind him. Trump does. Kennedy didn't understand what he was dealing with, the depths of the evil. He was sheltered, basically. He wasn't a businessman, you know. He wasn't a guy that was involved in the dirty, gritty real estate business in New York and elsewhere in the world. Trump does. Is he perfect? Nope. No, he's not. But it's hard to beat up on a guy that makes a dollar a year to being the president of the United States.
I was reading an article earlier today where it says that the elite, the globalists, has basically presenting him as a straw man, Trump, and that he'll be.
I don't believe any of that crap. Who would go through this crap? Who would willingly go through what he's going through?
Well, unless he doesn't know. Unless he doesn't know. I don't know.
He pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord and said, oh, yeah, they're going to let India and China pollute with it. What is the combined population of India and China? Oh, I don't know, 2.67 billion people? Billion. They get to pollute until year 2030 without doing anything while America pays for it. Yeah, that's a good deal. That's a good deal.
But they wanted him to be the scapegoat for the market crash that's coming.
I'm not so sure this will go very well for the rich people. You think about this now. Let's think about it now. Why did we not have a complete bond crash and debt redistributed and debt taken care of? Why? What? Because Melody, do you have $300,000-$500,000 in bonds with the full faith and credit of the United States government? How about $2 or $3 million? Do you have your bonds all? You know, your government bonds are they all safe?
Yep, they're in my safe.
You have $3 million, $4 million, $10 million, $1 billion in government bonds?
They're in my safe, Greg.
What point am I trying to make? Who needs, if you have $1 billion, you can't stick that $1 billion in Bank of America with a $250,000 FDIC guarantee, now can you?
Of course not.
No.
Yeah, so where do you have to have the full faith and credit of the United States? The bond market. What happens to rich people's money in bonds when the market turns to crap and you have a president that says, no, we're not bailing that out. Puerto Rico, what do you say about Puerto Rico? We're going to let that go. Oops. Bondholders made a bad investment.
No, Trump said during his campaign that he would readjust the bond market. he would revalue the bond market.
Yeah, they all, he stopped all that. But don't think that he's going to, that
well,
rich
he's
people are going to get
he thought
another
about
big
it.
Bailout. I don't think so. You know, what do the Democrats say? Never let a good crisis go to waste. That's great as long as you have your communist puppet in there. Not so good if you have somebody like Donald Trump in there. Oh, and did I tell you the military stands behind Donald Trump?
Yes.
Well, you know, there have been rumors going around for quite a while that something huge was going to happen was imminent. And I was listening to you explain all this. If all this comes apart, this will just about gut what we call the government of this country. Let's start all over again, which is a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Everybody knows we're not paying this bond debt back. Everybody knows it. We gained, $70 trillion in more bonds. Okay? Everybody knows it. We're not paying it back. We never intended to pay it back. It was intended to be paid back. Of course, rich people want their money. Dang it. We stole it fair and square. We want our money. We stole this fair and square, dang it. So, you know, I mean, what do you have with Zuckerberg now? Zuckerberg, you know, I like universal basic income. We need to have it. He sold all of his stock before this thing blew up. Mark Zuckerberg saved tens of millions of dollars by selling Facebook stock before the crash. What? There's actually laws in this country? Really? I'm telling you what's going to happen with these guys. At some point, I don't know when it's going to be, there's going to be massive antitrust against these people. Massive. You can't puppet master the entire population of America for one communist agenda. And that's, you know, let's call it what it is. It's my new game show. It's, let's call it what it is. Communism. That's what these guys are progressing. We're progressing towards communism. You know, universal basic income, communist. Income redistribution, communist. Education for all the way through college, plank of communism. Antifa, communism. Black Lives Matter, communism. Restriction of the second of your rights, First and Second Amendment, according to Hillary Clinton, communism. Communism, 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 more communism. Using kids as a puppet because you want to destroy the Second Amendment because you can't have armed people when you really start bearing down on them. Yeah, communism. Who did they take the guns away from before they stuck them in the gas chambers? The Jews!
Oh, yes.
You take guns away from, you know, let's say there's 1 million men that could fight these guys. Ooh, that'd be bloody. That could get nasty. I mean, right? Well, you can go to a gas chamber, or you can take this gun and fight. What would you do?
Yes.
I'd be fighting.
Yes.
Like my life depended on it, because it does.
Well, and then when you think about it, all of our lives do, and so do our children's lives depend on it.
No, but, you know, but what the left does is, tyranny. Tyranny could never happen in America. how come we can't go to Walmart and buy a grenade launcher and bazooka and a machine gun? Tyranny, that could never happen here. Really?
Hey, Greg, we're going into another break. We'll be back right after a few short messages. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Butch Paul and Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. You're listening to Financial Survival. And we have Greg. It seemed like he kind of disappeared. Are you still there, Greg?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Okay. Butch, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still
just
here. He's making a point.
Making sure all of our connections are there. We're getting that nor'easter.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're getting that nor'easter, and I just wanted to make sure everything was all connected. And, Greg, you were telling us during the break about your interview tonight, and I really find that interesting and so important because your interview is with a journalist that is young, and he understands what's going on. And could you tell us a little bit about him, please?
His name is Alex Newman. He works for WND and the New American magazine. And he's been in the Middle East. He wasn't this time, but he wrote all about the World Government Council, the sixth annual World Government Council. And he says, listen, this is a tit for a hat thing. These are major players coming to the World Government Council. I said, isn't that funny? And not a word about it. World Government Council, and not a word about it in the mainstream press, about this big thing going on. Robert De Niro showed up. That's to bash America. Actor Robert De Niro and many other dignitaries and top-level people showed up at the World Government Council, in Dubai. I think it was Dubai, February, or early part of February. It's in your face. We're going to have a world government, folks. We don't need any borders. We need one world government. This is like biblical. And boy, who stands in the way of that? Ooh, how about America and the guy who's ahead of America saying, America first? Whoa. So they are freaking out. And then you have people like Mitch McConnell, who's completely corrupt, I think. This is true, and I think it is, because, again, this is Peter Schweizer, the guy, the best-selling author of the Clinton Cash book, is now involved in basically unmasking people like Mitch McConnell. And the title of this Breitbart article, and this is in his book, and this is what I'm quoting as a journalist, Peter Schweizer's Mitch McConnell's family fortune depended on Chinese government's good graces. That's a sellout. You're selling us out, you weasel. You should step down immediately. I mean, you are a traitor. You're supposed to be sent to Congress to look after my interest as an American, not the Chinese government's interests. For you to make crap loads of money, you pig. You treasonous pig.
Well, you know, Greg, I wish you'd just speak a little plainer about that. You just told so much back.
He should be under indictment right now. He should be giving up his job in the Senate right now.
I agree.
For yourself. It's in Peter Schweizer's new book. Yeah, Mitch, tell him it's all a lie and sue him for libel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Sue Peter Schweizer. I'd love to see the depositions and discovery in that case. Yeah, you watch. He won't sue Schweizer. Oops. Here's a little piece of it. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, his wife Elaine Cho, who's the Transportation Secretary in the Trump administration, her family has deep economic and financial ties to the Chinese government itself.
Sure. Absolutely.
Said Schweizer. They are in the shipping business, and they own something called the Foremost Group. And really, in 1993, this is from Peter Schweitzer. Mitch McConnell, as a senator, travels to China with his father-in-law, James Chow, as guests of the Chinese State Shipbuilding Corporation. The Chinese State Ship Corporation is the largest defense contractor in China.
And heavens forbid, all they can do is go after Trump for collusion with the Russians. I mean, it's so absurd. It's so insane.
Peter Schweitzer silent about this framing, according to former federal prosecutor Joe DiGenova, who's now on the Trump team, which tells me they're going to go on offense. Expect all kinds of junk to come out on Mueller, who I think is another traitor, treasonous pig, because he had an undercover guy who's testified to three different committees in Congress. His name is Daniel Campbell, I think it is. But anyway, he was a six-year undercover guy, deep undercover guy. He's got 5,000 pages of documents, video, and eyewitness testimony of all kinds of extortion, crime, fraud, a elaborate plan by the Russian government, real Russian espionage in the Clinton administration, where Uranium One fell into Russian hands, and that's what they wanted. And they used bribes, extortion, espionage, real government agents working and bribing the Clintons, and they were joking about how easy it was to bribe the Clintons. But that's not a story. That's not a story, folks. That's not a... That's Mueller's going after Trump for collusion. And really...
Oh, I know.
And then the framing of Donald Trump with a phony document paid for by Hillary Clinton. Donna Brazile, former head of the DNC, in her book, said she took over the DNC. Wrote a check for $20 million. That's a fact. That's not a internet crazy idea. That's a fact. That's a sourced fact. And the treason going on in America, folks, in our government is stunning. I'm just scratching the surface. And this idea, you know, I love Sean Hannity. I think he's done a great job. But I wish he would quit saying that this is just a few bad apples. That's false.
True.
This goes deep into the FBI. Deep into the Department of Justice, it's not a few bad apples. Deep into the Department of State. The IRS knew all about the Clinton Foundation. They knew all about it. They had to. There's all kinds of files they have to fill out about it. They knew all about it. It was a fraudulent charity. They knew it. How could you have the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, because they were involved in the FBI with this informant that Mueller had, the CIA, the State Department, and the IRS all knowing about the fraud of the Clinton Foundation, and nobody says a word. Why? Because they're either all corrupted in their own way, or all a part of it, or taking a piece of it. That's the big picture, folks. What's the motivation? How can they get this many people? Because I'm a Democrat, and I'm a donkey, and I hate the elephant. That's no, folks. Please, that's stupid. Why could pile on one felony after another? Why? What? Who? How are they motivated to do that?
How deep is Obama in this? How deep is Obama in this?
I think it goes all the way to, well, there were reports of him having a extra government email that he was conversing with Hillary Clinton on HRC, which... and listen, every government that wanted in there, that was like you having a house with a screen door all cut up and no latch on it, and it opens in. And you come to the door and you push on it, and that's the protection on their server. None. Zero. None. And so Obama was conversing with Clinton with his own email, non-government, unsecure email. So how far does it go? According to the guy that wrote Peter Schweitzer, Edward Klein, the guy that wrote Blood Feud, which talked about how the Obamas and the Clintons hated each other. He wrote another one, All Out War, and the plot to destroy Trump. Edward Klein, best-selling author. He appeared on USA Watchdog. He said there was a plan on December 16th of 2016 where they were going to unmask all these people to embarrass Donald Trump and start investigating. How could you get, and every time you unmask somebody illegally without real reason, that's felony. So how could could you get one Samantha Powers, the head of the UN, was unmasking people? What? Why? Why was she involved in security? How can you get that many people committing that many felonies just because I'm a Democrat? I like the donkey. Really? The corruption, the payoffs, the bribery, the treason is astounding. And they've been caught. And this is what we're seeing. And folks, that's the big picture. Well, how could they, why would all these people sign off on a fraudulent FISA warrant? Because now we're into the, OMG, is that a guy that may come after us and put us in jail? He's got to go. Are you willing to commit a few more felonies? Well, yes, I'm already up to my tail in bribery and treason and fraud and obstruction of justice. What's a few more felonies? Yes. Where do I sign? I know it's funny, but that's what happened.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
How could they get this many people to commit this many felonies? That's how. Because they're all into it up to their necks.
Yep.
You know, as I was saying,
the exoneration of Hillary was the exoneration of them. And the I'm just bringing up the Kerry thing just as a massive addendum, a whole other sphere of fraud and treason. Does that make sense to you? Who does a deal that's worth $150 billion? Yes, I know it's giving them their money back. Yes. But who does a deal with no signatures? That's not a deal. That's a scam. That's a fraud.
And just exactly what happens when everything is exposed, if it gets exposed.
Do you think Kerry's going to get patted on the back? We have an agreement, and I'm a horse face, and nobody signed anything, and I delivered a couple of pallets of money there, but nobody. Did I tell you nobody signed anything? But we do have an agreement, but there's no signatures by Iran on anything. But
when that's declared and the agreement or whatever is and ever what happens next?
What happens is going to be when they dig into and Pompeo is going to be the guy that does this, I think, because he hates this no signature deal, and he's going to come in there and he's going to unravel this big pile of steaming dung, and you're going to be shocked at what that's my prediction. You're going to be shocked at the amount of treason.
What's the fallout?
On this deal. Why would Russia and China tell him not to back off? Why would Germany and France tell him not to back off on this no signature deal? Well, because, a lot of individuals got paid money. A lot of companies that they were invested in, made big money, and then they got money through that. A lot of stuff happened.
Is there any fallout? What happens? I mean, what's the fallout from this?
Are you understanding how big this is?
Yeah, I do. I'm asking,
this isn't like somebody, robbed a bank and you run them down in a police car and then you get out of the car, hands on the hood. This isn't like that. Trump's been in office for, 16 months, 15 months? Can you see the full court press to try to win the House over? And I think people like Mitch McConnell, I've heard this, and I cannot back this up. So now I'm going to give you what I've heard, and I cannot back this up. This is the rumor I've heard. But boy, when you take a look at this Peter Schweizer book and how Mitch McConnell had ties to the Chinese government and made money from it, that the heads of the Republican Party are going to try to intentionally throw the House races in 2018, so they could get Donald Trump impeached.
And do you think that will happen?
I have no idea. Listen to all the stuff I've talked about that I can source. Does that sound that far fetched?
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
I mean, take a look at what happened in Georgia. Alabama, and Roy Moore. All these dreadful allegations, which one lady even forged part of the allegations. Mitch McConnell spent in his PAC and another weasel, spent 30-something million dollars, I can't remember his name, what's his, Carl Rove, spent $30 million against Roy Moore. When it came for them to help Roy Moore, when he got down to Moore and a Democrat, they gave them F all for help. They gave Roy nothing. They would rather have a Democrat in that Senate seat, and that's what they got. So,
yeah,
does that sound far-fetched?
Does that sound
far-fetched to me? Do you?
No. Nope.
This is treason, folks. I'm safe to lay it out, but it's... I think, you know, Paul Ryan, who doesn't like the border wall, but he has a giant wall around his house. He sends his kids to Catholic school. There's nothing wrong with being Catholic. I'm a Christian. I was a former Catholic, and I love Catholics. I don't like the Pope so much, but Catholics are fine with me. You know, they believe in that. You know.
Let me ask you a quick question. It is
Christianity, please. Anyway, but you know, it's just what we have is just unbelievable amounts of fraud and treason and obstruction of justice and you know, collusion with outside powers. Donald Trump got elected because we're all sick of it.
Greg,
and
you
I'm
said
all sick
earlier
of them
that
going,
the,
what?
You said earlier that that the military is backing Trump, and I've heard that before. I'm sure it is. If they would try to impeach him, what would the military do?
I'm not so sure that we wouldn't have an all-out civil war right then and there.
That's what I've been told. I've been hearing that by the sources also.
This is evil. I mean, why is not George Soros arrested for sedition?
Yeah.
He's funding all this high school. We don't want guns. They're using these kids as useful idiots, and they're forcing them to make up these posters. And oh, we have a school walkout that we're pushing. It's not a walkout.
Hey, Greg, we're out of time. That hour has gone by very fast, and you know, we'll have to talk to you later. But I want to thank the listeners for joining us today. 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call. Again, thank you, Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be here with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Party on, Wayne.